Hello, and thank you for listening to AppleNet, your weekly source of Apple Inc. information. I'm your host, Sam Reyes, and today we're going to be discussing quite a few things. Today's our first episode, which is our pilot episode. Today's episode is entitled Pilot, Apple Gets Over It. So, to start off, I'm going to kind of give you a little bit bio of myself, and then I'm going to kind of go into our show a little bit. This is going to be a really short show compared to the others, just bear with me. So, we've all been hearing so much about the iPhone, and if you visit Apple's homepage now, they finally get over it. It's a big deal. They're finally getting over the iPhone, which is a big thing. I mean, I'm glad that they kind of did. It's been a while. They need to add on new things that they haven't shown off yet. So, that's one of the things that you should check out is Apple's homepage. The iPhone and the Apple TV were introduced. The Apple TV was reintroduced from being the iTV. That's like one of the first stories of this show, is that the Apple TV and the iPhone were introduced. Kind of old information, sorry about that. Although I have been reading stories that Singular is making it tougher on people to get an iPhone. So for those of you Singular customers, you are in luck. If your contract's going up pretty soon, you are better off getting a phone, getting an iPhone, than other new Singular customers. So those are kind of the basics on the Apple TV and the iPhone. I really thought of something for iTunes, which I thought was kind of interesting, and I saw one of those. I don't know if you guys have seen it, the Netflix versus Blockbuster Total Access. I don't know. I just came up with like a total weird idea, but I think it was Kevin Rose who said it originally. iTunes should do movie rentals for maybe like $5 or $6 a rental. You can't burn them; they're like unburnable. You return it for whenever you want another one, and then like after a whole once like you're you buy like a subscription for a whole year and you pay like maybe like $100 maybe, or you pay by rental and you have to return it within like a week or something like that, some time frame. It would be really beneficial, because if you think about Blockbuster Total Access, you're saving money on gas. You don't have to go to the to Blockbuster. You don't have to go to you don't have to go to your rental place just to get what you got online. Which brings up another point for the Blockbuster Total Access. I'm not going to go that far, but I'm kind of going to go a little bit farther. I mean, think about it. If you're just going to get one movie on the internet and then you just go to the store and you get another one, what happens if what you want isn't at that store? I mean, if you think about it. So that's kind of what I have to say about the whole, what Kevin Rose said on Dig Nation, for those of you who are into tech podcast. That's a really good one to listen and watch. Alright, now when I said Apple gets over the iPhone, here's what I meant. If you visit the homepage of Apple.com, they show the new Shuffle. I found this out from Dig.com. It's at AppleInsider.com. High quality images of Apple's first orange iPod, Shuffle. Today, Apple introduced the iPod Shuffle in many colors. As we know, the iPod Shuffle is the most wearable MP3 player ever produced, and the pictures on Apple's Insider is basically all from a Syracuse sweatshirt and in a box. I urge you guys to go check it out. I'm gonna have some of the photos on my website at applenet.podbean.com to check those out, and you can check it out on the homepage of Apple's website. So yeah, that's something to check out. Big news, and it's really funny. Windows introduces Windows Vista today. Microsoft, I'm sorry, not Windows. I'm checking out their website right now to see what they've kind of got showing up. Bill Gates celebrates launch of Windows Vista and Microsoft Office 2007. Now I'm going to go check out on Money.com. Money.com to see what their stock is like. Alright, here we go. Microsoft. Oh, hold on, let me check it out here. Microsoft Corporation. This is hilarious. Today, Microsoft introduced Windows Vista. Their stock for today, after the market close, after hours actually, was $30.43, down 10 cents overall today. I will repeat that. Windows Vista and Microsoft Office 2007 were released today. Microsoft stock fell down 10 cents today at $30.43 after hours. So, what does this tell us? Well, it tells us a lot of things. First of all, what it tells us to start off with is that the idea for Windows Vista to come out early for those who want to buy a computer and want Windows Vista automatically on it shows that Bill Gates and the Microsoft team picked too early of a date. So now they've got way too many people on backlog. Here's what they say to you guys. This happened with Sony, this happened with Nintendo. I'm not so much sure about the Xbox 360 and Microsoft, but it looks like the Windows Vista, when you're trying to buy Windows Vista on CD, it's going to take a while. I would not suggest trying to go to the store and go buy it. I would wait about a month, then go for it. For those of you who are going to buy a computer with Windows Vista, that's cool, but buy it now. Buy it starting today. Everybody who's bought it before, I feel really bad for you. It's going to take you a long time to get Windows Vista. But according to Alex Albrecht from Dignation, another source I have, it's worlds better than XP, which is a good thing. That's fine. I mean, I run Mac OS X here. My home computer is it's a Vista capable, and I got it in the time period so I can get Vista on CD. So it's going to be a while for me to get Vista, which I don't mind. So that's basically like the first kind of story, Microsoft and the Vista. I kind of wanted to bring that up because it's kind of funny. So, my first two stories, high-quality images of the orange iPod Shuffle and Microsoft stock and their problems. Now, something I didn't know occurred. Lately, I've been looking for a used Mac that I can get, and I was really hoping that I could get, like, something used just so I can use it for fun at my house, because I want to get rid of... I mean, I'm going to use my Vista laptop that I have, but I want to kind of use my Mac. I want to use a Mac desktop. So I went on Craigslist in my area and I found an eMac for $300. It's a pretty good price. Well, this is what I found out. The eMac was released in April of 2002. Okay. It was running a G4 PowerPC G4 processor, which of course, as everyone knows, is worlds better than the G3. Because it's more compatible with a lot of other things. Discontinued July 5th, 2006. Now, I went on the Apple Store because I bought it in the end. I went on the Apple Store online, and they have that little like talk to the Apple people on like basically on like an IM version of online. So I started talking to this one guy. I don't even know his name. Probably some like John Smith or something. And I'm talking to him about the eMac and if I brought it in to fix, would they fix it? Well, here's the answer. Nothing. There's dead air over the IM screen. I almost wonder if this guy ran out of the Apple, whatever office he's in, and just ran home, because that's scary. I bought it, but I'm being really careful. I'm not gonna like crash this computer, but it's weird. I'm a little scared. I got it yesterday, and I looked it up and I saw that it was discontinued because there was no Emacs anywhere to be found. And the only reason I want one is just because, well, I don't want an Emac, but I want OS X at home, and my computer work is, I don't want to bring that home. So, eMac discontinued, new iPod Shuffles in colors, which is good because now everybody except for the top-of-the-line iPods are in colors. Microsoft stock went way down, yay Apple. And the iPhone and Apple TV were introduced, and I kind of went over why we should get basically iRentals. So yeah. Alright guys, that ends this edition of AppleNet. Please check out our website at applenet.podbean.com for other shows. Soon we're going to be on iTunes. We're trying to hook up with them and see what's going on over there. Thank you very much. Bye.